Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances, and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter. From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. From Austin, Texas, comes the band Black Pumas. They are one of the breakout groups of the summer on the heels of their debut album, also called Black Pumas. It's a whip-smart blend of classic soul, funk, and rock, and the band's also been making a reputation for its live shows with a series of sold-out concerts around the country. So the word is out. And today, Black Pumas are here to play for us, and they're going to start us off with a song called Colors.
Woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk where I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green for about a mile. I'm headed to town, town, town in style with all my favorite colors. Yes, sir. All my favorite colors. Right down. And my sisters and my brothers see them like no other. All my
sisters and my brothers, they see them like no other.
and gray clouds, a white walls, a blue skies. We gon' fly, feel alright. Black Pumas help New York feel alright. Now we gon'.
Nicely done. Black Pumas live in our studio with a song called Colors, which you'll find on their self-titled debut album, which came out earlier this year. Let me introduce you to the members of Black Pumas. It began as a collaboration between singer-guitarist Eric Burton and the guitarist and songwriter Adrian Quesada, and has now expanded to include the full band with Eddie Torres on bass, Steve Bidwell behind our drums, Jerron Marshall playing the keyboards, including a vintage Wurlitzer that you heard in that song, and Lauren Hornsby and Angela Miller on backing vocals. Eric, Adrian, to you and the rest of the band, welcome. Glad to have you guys here in New York.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Adrian, you were a member of Grupo Fantasma.
Yes, I left the band about 7 years ago, but I was at one point, yes.
And their various offshoots, Brownout and
with all those, yeah.
Chicha Money and all those bands. So did this begin with you looking for the next thing to do? Was it as simple as that?
That's how Eric and I connected originally through a mutual friend. I was working on a couple of songs. It wasn't exactly Black Pumas quite yet. It was just some songs I had, you know, that I was working on. And he was helping me write those for a few months. And then as we started to kind of see what was coming together, it got kind of exciting. And, you know, Eric's a songwriter as well. So mm-hmm. we started to kind of dip into his material, Colors being a good example of that. And that's really when we became Black Pumas, was, you know, incorporating these songs that he was helping me with and bringing in his songs to adapt to this kind of sound that we had been coming up with.
Right. Now, so Eric, Adrian had been on the scene there in Austin, Texas for a number of years.
Right.
You were a relative newcomer to Austin, right?
Sure, yeah. I'd been in Austin for maybe 2 years before meeting Adrian. I kind of got there busking with a couple of friends of mine, and as the story goes, they left, I stayed, met a girlfriend, started my own home studio out of our home, and to get through the learning curve of like engineering sounds that I wanted to get, I needed to reach out to producers in town, so I humbled myself and reached out to an eventual mutual friend between Adrian and I, and he introduced us. And when we got together the first time, we recorded the first two singles of the album, which was Black Moon Rising and Fire.
Mm-hmm. We heard a tiny bit of Fire at the beginning of the session here today. So when you were busking, were you playing original stuff or were you doing covers?
Sure. So I used busking to write music. I can probably still count how many covers I know on one hand. It was always to, you know, see what people would respond to in my engagement as a street musician.
Uh-huh. And what did people respond to?
they responded to Colors. They really enjoyed that song, and just they responded to honesty. So yeah. In my songwriting, I try to be honest before, and I think that both of us, you know, in the creation of this record, we tried to before heeding to a certain sound, a certain style, a certain genre, structure of play, we're trying to be as sincere as possible, mm-hmm. and I think that that's what's connecting with people.
You know, a little birdie, actually, your current manager, told me that he got turned on to you guys because Charlie Sexton, Bob Dylan's guitarist, was a big fan of your voice while you were still busking on the streets.
And it's amazing because he's becoming a friend of ours. I know he's known Adrian for a while. I know the last shows that we did in Austin, he actually is no stranger to gracing the stage that we play. And, you know, we let him play and we love to play together. And the last thing I heard from him was in the green room of Mohawk in Austin. He kind of side-eyed me. He said, he did the old kid, you got the thing. And it's like, you got it, kid. You know, it's like, I was like, all right, that's nice, man. It was really cool to have the validation of such a legend. So
yeah. So Adrian, it sounds like this was a band, was not your original intention here, but that it just kind of grew out of the process of you and Eric writing songs.
Yeah, exactly. Originally, I had a few instrumentals laying around, Black Moon Rising being a good example of that. And I'm not a lyricist or a singer, so I wanted somebody to help me finish writing the songs, and didn't really have much of a plan. You know, we'd just get together once a week, twice a week, and just work on more. I just kept sending Eric stuff until one day he's like, hey, well, check out my songs. I'm like, oh my God, what? And then a few months went by, I was like, this is special. So, you know, we kind of decided to do it.
Yeah, and that sound, you know, with the Wurlitzer and the backing singers and the, you know, the twangy, flangy effects on the guitar, that kind of classic soul funk sound. Did you both come to that individually, or
that's all Adrian? Mm-hmm. Adrian started with it. I'll let him kind of give you the origin.
Yeah, the kind of general like production direction sound of the instrumental part of the band was something I had kind of been working on. And again, I didn't really have a grand plan for anything, but it turned out that Eric's songwriting and his style of playing guitar, his style of singing and everything actually happened to fit like a glove with what I was thinking. So we just kind of kept doing it and plugging away at writing. And then one day I think it was by the end of 2017, we just, our biggest goal was let's just play a few shows around Austin for fun. And we booked a residency at a club called Sea Boys. We played every Thursday there, extended that to 2 months because it was going so well. And then here we are a year and a half later.
So it's happened organically, but it's happened quickly as well. The band is Black Pumas, and playing for us here in our studio today. So you mentioned Black Moon Rising, and Eric, it seems like a lot of titles of songs on this record echo earlier songs. I mean, of course, Black Moon Rising will remind people of Bad Moon Rising.
Sure.
Was that... and then there's Old Man, which is an old Neil Young title. Stay Gold, which kind of has a Neil Youngish feel. I mean, was that intentional?
I'd have to admit that we're obviously fans of a lot of the older legends that have come before us. And I think that the titles of the record, again, came from the origins of when Adrian was making instrumentals. He just has a way of compartmentalizing things where, you know, he'll title a track whatever inspired him that day. So Black Moon Rising came from the original title, which is Solar Eclipses. Yeah. He just kind of gave me like a light tower, right? A tower of light for me to keep going with that. And so I just played on that and I looked it up. I looked up the title and I realized that a lot of people have, Bad Moon.
Yeah.
And I didn't originally, want to copy that. I just realized that it was, you know, a play off of that afterwards.
All right, you want to do the song?
Yes.
Black Moon Rising is the name of it. Once again, Black Pumas live.
Under the raging sun, open fire, ain't nothing new, ain't nothing new. No. Dressed in black, you give a grown man a heart attack. I pray that good Lord will bring you back. You're my sunshine.
black, taking flight, baby, count you down. On your way up without a sound. Black moon rising above the clouds, you're my sunshine. Shoot me down and break my heart.
Once again, Black Pumas with their song Black Moon Rising, playing live here in our Soundcheck studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. And so, Adrian, you originally wrote the instrumental track, you said...
To Black Moon Rising?
Yeah.
Yes.
After the solar eclipse.
The day of. I wrote and recorded that demo the day of. Yeah, you weren't supposed to go outside and look at the sun without
right.
those glasses. And, of course, I went outside and looked at the sun.
You and the president.
Yeah. Well, I had to run an error, and I remember feeling like, oh, you're not supposed to look. But I was like, getting out of my car to come back inside, and I was like, it won't hurt if I look real quick. And I looked real quick, and it just left me in this kind of psychedelic haze all day. things were just kind of flashy, and I sat down at home and just made that demo real quick. And just so I wouldn't forget what it was called and because what I was inspired by, I just wrote it, called it Solar Eclipse, gave it to Eric, and he ran with it.
So you took retina damage and made art out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing it's kind of a different sound. I mean, you didn't just give it to Eric and he laid vocals over it. The song has probably grown and morphed over the...
Oh, absolutely, especially live. But yeah, I've never given Eric direction on vocals. It's whatever he's feeling. You know, I'll put a title in there and maybe might tell him one or two words or something, but I generally let him...
My favorite thing about collaborating with Adrian is that he'll start off with like such a beautiful piece of music, will allow me to kind of have my fun in the sandbox thereof, and then embellish the track after the fact, you know, to the structure of the songwriting.
Right. And so a lot of the tracks on the record on Black Pumas are big productions. You have strings, horns, etc. Very kind of Motown. Now when you go out on the road, you have to be more Stax Records than Motown, I would think, because you have to...
Yeah, we've figured out how this is the palette we're working with and how do we play the songs and keep the integrity of the record but still make the show kind of its own thing. And I do think that that's happening. You know, our songs live on stage are kind of morphing every night into another sort of take on the song.
Well, and, you know, one of the nice things about this band is it's not just the old school sound, it's the old school story of... You meet, you make songs, they seem to be working, you get a residency in a club. I mean, it's all kind of, I said before, it happened quickly, but it's also happened the old-fashioned way, you know, as opposed to someone, some internet or blogger, you know, anointing this band as the next big thing. It seems to be based on word of mouth of live performances, essentially.
Yes? I think a lot of it has to do with the amount of work that this guy has put in. Everywhere we go, everyone knows Adrian at the radio stations, and I'm like, man, I'm the lead singer here, and they're like, where's Adrian? You know, so it's been really cool to kind of ride in on that way.
So yeah. The roots of the band breakup are already evident.
Yeah, I'm done.
Let me ask you something. This is from your Bandcamp site. Talking about the sound of the band, reminiscent of Ghostface Killah and Motown in equal measure. Where do you feel the hip-hop influence in this band?
When some of these are like the Black Moon Rising kind of, and some of those original instrumentals, I actually was literally influenced by Ghostface Killah and just listening to soul music through that filter. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from the generation that grew up. That's how I discovered soul music. My parents didn't have, you know, a soul record collection or anything like that. I mean, they had records, but...
But you heard samples in Wu-Tang Clan songs and said, what is that?
So that's how I, you know, even before Wu-Tang Clan was really when I started to get into samples and digging and all that. And that's how I discovered jazz music, soul music, funk music, all that was through that filter. And a friend of mine in Austin put it to me one time. He was like, you can't pretend... when doing this music that hip-hop didn't happen. You know, we're not a hip-hop band per se, but, you know, it's all kind of somewhat through that lens, through that filter.
Right, so that kind of crate digging, yeah, that sense of discovery of this great old music. Now, Eric, the next song you're going to do is one of yours, right? October 33?
Yes, yeah, this was the last song recorded on the album, and Adrian kind of gave me a nod to... bring something to help conclude the record, and the first thing I sent was something that you know, really moved him upon listening, and we ran with it. It's called October 33.
So this was not something that either of you had earlier, but something specifically written for the
album.
Yeah,
this is like after listening to some music together, hanging out, and kind of being a little bit more in a symbiotic, you know, proper relationship. So
all right, let's hear another live performance. The band is Black Pumas. The song is October 33.
I've got your number long. October 33, I wear it on my soul's back like fa-fa-fat. And I can hear the brass ring, I hear it in the nosebleeds. For you once felt a cold breeze, think it was Halloween. I've got your number only, October 33. Gonna be a good
That's October 33 from the band Black Pumas, live here in our studio from the album called Black Pumas. So, Adrian, Eric, you guys set out to write some songs. It became a record. Now it's become a pretty well-oiled machine as a band. What happens next? I mean, have you already started writing a second batch of songs?
Yeah, we're always. I mean, he's constantly sketching, you know, on whether it's phone memos, playing at sound checks. I've got demos. And we have a big Dropbox or text message threads full of ideas. We've been jamming at sound checks on ideas that he starts on guitar, and you know, we have this amazing band. Shout out Jerome Marshall, Lauren, Angela, yeah. Eddie, Steve. So yeah, we're on the road for a while, so we haven't had the time to really execute everything, but we've got a lot of ideas. Yeah,
we've definitely had to pinch ourselves lately though, because you know, I'm from California and didn't come up with so much money that, like, to be going to Europe for the fourth time in 1 year is like a really amazing. And like I was telling Adrian that, man, it almost feels dangerous to try to, you know, go off of the validation that we're receiving right now, to the extent that I feel like how I'm operating and how we are operating as a duo, as a band, is we make music during sound checks and we share music in the van as to keep ourselves entertained first. So that's kind of the motto. You know, if you're not digging it, we're not having fun, then we shouldn't be doing it, I guess. So, yeah.
It's a good motto.
Let's rock.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The band is Black Pumas. This is Soundcheck. that's going to do it for this episode of Soundcheck, taken from our archives. We actually shot video of this session, and you can see it on our website at newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
So let's touch the sky.